think Emily's going to be late to the party, and also there's a chance that we just hit the hot swap at some point.
You know, there's this show is never any better than when it's just me and Stax chatting.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 582.
High school is a lot like a prison. Bad food, high fences. The Tyler Dryblatt you want, you ain't getting. Tyler Dryblatt you getting, you don't want. I've seen terrible things.
What?
That's from The New Guy. I've decided I'm just going to do...
The New Guy?
I'm going to do like 10 weeks of The New Guy.
The New Guy?
Yeah.
What, did you just watch that again for some reason?
No, dude, I haven't seen it for, I'm going to say, 16 years, somewhere in there.
Bizarro.
I just decided that I wanted to pick a movie to do a bunch of codes from, and...
You were like, why not underrated classic, The New Guy?
Why not correctly rated, meh, The New Guy? My rationale is similar to... friend of the show Boris, his favorite song of all time is Semi-Charmed Kind of Life.
Yeah.
And I asked him why once, like, why do you love this song so much, why is this your favorite song? And he was like, well, let me answer your question with a question, what's a better song? And then I just listed a bunch of songs I preferred, and he was like, well, that's your opinion. So the reason that I picked this movie is because fuck you, nerd.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense. That's the reason you do most of your things in life.
Yeah, because what do I care?
Right, exactly. So, okay, well, cool. I won't get any of them because I, too, haven't seen The New Guy in, I don't know, 15 years.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's definitely medium funny.
Is it? The only part I remember, isn't there some scene where he's, like, climbing up a rope that's on fire or something?
Not that I recall, but I believe you.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, this has been classic New Guy chat.
The thing I remember is, like, him, DJ Qualls' character, whose name I don't remember, who is the titular New Guy, learning from an inmate how to do the crazy eye to, like, fuck with people, to, like, show them they're crazy. Gotcha. And then it's just them making faces at each other. And I forget who plays that inmate, but he's a very good... physical performer, so he does a bunch of... It might be Eddie Griffin who plays that character. Just, like, makes a bunch of funny faces. And it's like, yeah, this is funny. It's funny how you're like... Sometimes just physical comedy is physical comedy. And it's there's nothing
Jim
wrong
Carrey
with that.
Movie.
Sure, right.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing physical comedy. We're ostensibly doing...
And the listener can't see that I'm doing it great.
Okay. All right. You're doing something. You're doing something with your face. Your children have started to cry, which is odd. That'd be funny.
I'm used to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say we're ostensibly doing some sort of oral humor, which is also what I call my sexual encounters. What beer do you have there, Samuel?
Well, you know me. I'm always here on the forefront of content. So my beer is from Ope Brewing Company.
Oh.
This is Didn't See You There. I guess I don't know how familiar you are with Ope as a concept.
Nope. Ope, more like nope.
It's more like oh, I apologize. It's kind of what Ope is short.
Oh no, I understand that. I thought you meant like the concept of like the brewing company or whatever.
No, yeah, well, because they're from just says how to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That very Midwestern vibe.
Uh-huh. I got you.
Ope Didn't See You There. I think probably a lot of their beers are kind of that same thing of just...
Like Ope, Pardon Me.
Right.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know what any of their other beers are, but they probably do have an Ope, Pardon Me, or... Get that Foley in there. Just that same vibe. This is Oakton Sea there, hazy IPA, 6%. Smells like a hazy IPA. Tastes like a 2. What you got?
I have Kolmis Baltic Porter, a product of Poland, 9% ABV. I don't actually know if it's pronounced Kolmis. It's K-O-M-E-S, just so you have that. Yeah.
I would, because you know it's going to text you, so yep. Now I have to.
But it does say here it won the bronze award at the Beer World Cup, so that's cool. But it's 9% ABV. It has no head. It's jet black and thick. Like, no light is coming through there. It's absolute midnight in a glass. It doesn't really smell like that much.
Well, it is a lager after all.
Reminds me of like a Bock or something.
Well, it is a lager after all.
Yeah. It's not for me. It's not for me, Samuel. It's not
Don't
for me.
Say it again. Don't make me say it again. I've said it too many
times. There are some lagers that I'm okay with. I think a Pilsner has its place. I got thrills for the Pils, baby.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I think I've had an IPL.
Podcasting.
I had an IPL on this show that I thought was pretty good.
IPLs can hit. I'll give you that.
Yeah. But this does not hit for me. Maybe I don't know. You know what? There's nothing to say. Sometimes you just get something that you don't like, and that's the way it is. So speaking of things we all don't like, maybe, I don't know. From TheGuardian.com, we've got this opinion piece. British beer drinkers face the truth. A pint is too big, a half is too small. All hail the two-thirds measure.
What?
I'm not entirely sure. This it is an opinion piece, so it's not like it has to be great, which is good because it's not. She's basically saying that a pint is too big. Like, it's just too much beer to drink at once.
An imperial pint? What's an imperial pint again? Like 20 ounces? Because this is English, right? They're not talking
about... It is. It's 568 milliliters, if that helps
tell
you.
Me it, but give me it in like a not cunty way.
Yeah. Let's see. What did I just say? 568? 568. 19.2 fluid ounces.
Okay. I've definitely had cans of beer that were that and been like, why is this? And never gotten a good answer.
I guess. Well, you know what? L. Hunt agrees with you. It says it's just too damn much, beer. And references some study that recommends that you get rid of the traditional British pint in favor of the two-thirds measure. Because it could reduce the impact of alcohol-related harm. And then basically doesn't talk about that anymore for the rest of the article.
So it's saying, like, a pint, so 19.2 is too much.
Yeah.
Half of that, just shy of 10, is not enough. Well, we're on the same page there, because that's just, like, not very much beer.
Right.
And the two-thirds measure being two-thirds of the... 19.2?
I would imagine so, yes.
Just pick a number of ounces, dog.
Look, like, they're still weighing stuff in stone over there, so.
Sure. I guess I don't know why they're having – why it needs to be proportional to this at all.
I don't know. But –
How about an American pint? Why don't you just advocate for the American pint? Oh, right, because you're too sad that you got cucked. By
cucked.
George Washington and his homies.
We cucked those fucks, as Bart Curd would like to say.
That is what Bart Curd would say.
So I think the article or the study that she mentions could be interesting, but we're not actually talking about the study. We're talking about the article. But I think basically it said that by switching over to the two-thirds measure, like, the bars that did that saw 10% less beer being sold and consumed, which would, you know, again, reduce the impact of alcohol-related harm, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, that's what bars love, is less beer being sold.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty stupid.
But the Ms. Hunt is just saying, like, she thinks it's too much to drink, and she's just more comfortable with the amount in a two-thirds measure. So it doesn't really have anything to do with this study at all.
I mean, well, then the answer shouldn't be that, like, the default drink is a different size. It should be different size offerings. Offer a junior pour that's two-thirds size.
Well, I think that's what the half one is.
And she's saying it's not enough. And it's like, right. Jesus, lady.
Yeah.
How about you split a regular one with a grown-up?
Yeah, I don't think this has ever been an issue for me. Like, I'm never like, oh, fuck. Like, that's an irresponsible amount of beer. God, how am I going to get through this? And I also don't think I've ever been like, damn, they really skimped out on this beer. I can't believe it. Like,
I have had, as a member of the fancy-ass drinkers club at
yeah.
Local favorite hop house, they, like, the default pour is much bigger. It's like, it's probably as close to 19 too. I don't actually know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, I think it's 21, but whatever. And there will be times that I'll be like, I want to try that beer, but I need to drive, and
yeah,
I'm gonna get a huge pour of it, and it's 8.5%. So I won't get it for that reason.
Uh-huh.
And it's like weird, like I don't want to tell the bartender, just give me a regular pour of that instead of the pour that I'm like owed.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know, I feel like it makes me seem like a coward. But also I need to drive an automobile. And I'd rather not leave a few ounces in my glass. And
right. I guess, I mean, I can understand that. But I also think, like, you kind of know that, like, you're not being surprised by it. You know, it's not like you're like, oh, shit, I'm getting inconvenienced by this again. You know, like, how often does that happen?
No, definitely not. It's really yeah. just, it does affect the way I order every now right. and then.
Yeah. So, on the whole, I'm not sure I really know where this lady's coming from.
Can I be honest with you? I think probably what's happening is she works for The Guardian, and
part
of her job is that she needs to write,
mm-hmm.
you know, three mm-hmm. editorials a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was at a bar and was like, I don't know, beer sizes are funny, and just like made something up because she had to, because it's her job.
I don't think so, Samuel. Number one, I don't think the media would lie to us like that.
Not even the foreign European woke left?
Maybe in France. It's funny because now they have a right-wing government.
That's weird.
It is weird, especially because the left just won the most recent elections. But we don't have to get into that. You got anything else to say about this?
No, other than our guest just texted me that she's probably not going to be available.
Did you cock that fuck?
I don't think so. I'd have to go gotcha. To the
you'd have to go to the tape. Uh-oh, I don't know about that. All right, so
speaking of things that might make certain people uncomfortable or frustrated, sometimes, you know, I'm not a religious man, Tyler, and sometimes I have no content at all.
Yeah.
And you'd think I should look to the heavens and beg God to provide me with
content. Where's this going?
Bitch, shut the fuck up and listen. And you'll find out where's going. Why would I ask God? For God does not exist. You know who exists? Tim. Tim exists. I had nothing at all. Had no idea what I was going to talk about. But then I got an email from Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
And I have a 7-point email from him.
Oh my goodness.
Which is my content. Thanks, Tim. Love you, buddy.
Love that Tim.
We love Tim around these parts. So first off, I don't know what the fuck was happening with his computer or his browser or whatever, but I guess when he tried to go to our website, it just crashed. And he thought that we, like, stopped doing the podcast or something. And I'm not going to read
exactly what he said. We would never, buddy. We would never.
But he had a site not found and was, like, sure that it was dead. And then I talked to him, and he's like, so why'd you guys stop doing the podcast? I was like, we didn't. And he's like, why is your website dead? And I was like, it's not. And he was like, let me check. Okay, no, it's fine. Cool. Good talk, Tim. That's point one, is he's pleased that this still exists. Good. That makes one of us. Second, have you ever had Atomic Pumpkin from New Belgium? Lightly spicy, best beer to drink six of when it's fall in the morning and unbearably hot in the afternoon. The only acceptable summer pumpkin beer. I've never had this, and I don't really like pumpkin beers in general. So I don't think I would like this even for the use case he's proposing. But I think the idea of like a light summer pumpkin ale is like a good, interesting idea. It's just not one that is to my palate.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Becca would like that. Becca's all about the pumpkin.
Well, I mean, New Belgium distributes pretty widely, so let her know about that.
I will. If she has it, I'll give her a review to the show.
Cool. And most importantly, to Tim.
To Tim.
My God. Tim. Tim with a capital T, of course.
Tim with whom all thought resides.
Right. Third. This is point three of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Jed would owe me an uncomfortable amount of money if I tallied what he said he would pay to anyone who wrote in. Because there were those couple times that he was like, if someone writes in, I'll send him fucking cash.
$1 million.
And this is just Tim flexing on Jed like, I don't need your cash, bitch, but I could get you.
That's fourth, true.
And this one's a real bummer. Guess who was spotted in 2020 just speaking his mind at an anti-COVID lockdown protest? Do you want to take a guess? I'll give you a hint. You and I have spoken to him during this show.
Oh, no. Is it Hey Beer Dan?
It is Hey Beer Dan.
Oh, man. That's a huge bummer.
Yeah, we platformed that guy. Are we canceled now because we platformed that guy?
Oh, that sucks so hard.
Yeah. Fifth. Okay. This one's interesting. And don't yell at me too much, because point seven is related.
Okay.
Fifth, you've heinously misinterpreted the end of Lovesick. And now I'm going to editorialize Tim editorializing me. No, Tim, I don't think I have heinously misinterpreted the end of Lovesick. I think I've either forgotten the end of Lovesick or not realized there were six episodes I never watched of Lovesick.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Hold on, let me cut back to the beginning. The subject of this email is Tyler has to get a tattoo.
Nah, shit.
But please hold. Evie and Dylan are unquestionably together at the end of the show, and Tyler absolutely has to get a tattoo. Jed, you at least have to watch the show so you know you're getting conned into getting the tattoo you want anyway. I will say you and Jed should absolutely watch the show because it is a lot of fun. Tyler, I see your face. Please wait. Please wait okay, until
I'm point waiting. Six. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
We do have to go to point six next, though, because this is...
Oh, he's this fuck. I feel cucked.
Yeah, this fuck has cucked you.
Yeah.
Tim, if you're listening, and I know you are, 4 months from now, knowing you, you weirdo, you are a fuck. I think you're probably okay with me calling you a fuck. You know, I hope you know that I love that you're cucking Tyler. Point six. The Seek app Tyler likes is terrible at identifying dogs.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm copy pasting into the chat here.
A bovid? That's so funny.
So just to describe for the listener, this is the picture he sent me. Clearly, this is a picture of a dog.
Yeah.
And it says, We believe this is a picture of the bovids, but Zeke couldn't identify the exact species. So it, like, thinks it's a buffalo, and it's clearly just a normal-ass dog.
So, because this is kind of my content, but we got to drag it into it a little bit. So first, I don't like Seek. I use Seek.
You're
but,
obsessed with using Seek.
But it's it's not great at identifying a lot of things. We went to an alpaca festival today, which is my content, and I wanted to scan in the alpaca, of course.
And it kept being like, this is a picture of a human scrotum.
It kept thinking it was like a camel or like a sheep. And I was like, this is one of the most obvious creatures. It's clearly an alpaca. How do you not understand that? And then I also, yeah, I tried to scan in my friend's dog, and I had the same problem. It thought it was a guinea pig.
That's
yeah.
Strange.
So I get that. I'm not out here proselytizing Seek. I'm not like, people got to use this. It works in a limited use case for my job, and also now they've gamified it, so I need them unnecessary points, dog.
Right, no, the way Tim phrases it is that Tyler loves this app. No,
right,
Tyler
right.
does not love this app. Tyler loves points.
Yeah, Tyler loves points, and this app is a means to points.
Right.
Yeah.
That might be Asher, the dog. I don't know. That doesn't actually look like Asher.
Oh, clearly it's a bovid, so I don't know.
It's a weird picture of that dog. Anyway, and then he replied to his own email to say, stop the presses. I misremembered the bet.
Yes.
I thought Thank Jed you. Bet they would be together and Tyler bet they wouldn't. Jed has to get the tattoo.
Thank you. That's what I was like, hold on now. Wait.
That's why I told you, please hold.
Yeah.
Because Tim is nothing if not a journalist. And he's not a prideful man. He's willing to correct himself to make sure that the truth gets across. That's
right.
For him.
So Tim's motto is democracy dies in darkness.
But Tim and you, well, I guess probably Tim did watch it. You and Jed should watch the show, and I should probably watch it again because I guess I forgot how it ends.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
Maybe. I could, yeah. I'll probably try to find it online. Yeah. Although, wait, you told me to watch some show, and I fucking hated it.
There's been a lot of shows I've told you to watch that you've hated.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Was it Teenage Bounty Hunters? Do you ever watch Teenage Bounty Hunters?
We watched an episode or two of that. I didn't hate that. I didn't, like, really get into it, but no, I didn't hate it. There was another one that you suggested around the same time.
Was it Never Have I Ever?
Yeah, that fucking sucked.
Yeah, I thought you might hate that show. I liked it. You just don't like brown people. So, like, I get why you would not like that show. but I want you to watch Lovesick just to see if you, as am I, are hardcore Team Abigail.
All right. Well, apparently that's not the team to be on.
Well, it's the losing team.
Right.
But it's one of those things where a lot of the time in, like, rom-coms, there's a situation where there's, like, the male lead and the female lead, and the dude the female lead is with at the beginning, it's like, this guy is great. It's too bad that she's going to break his heart. He seems great.
Yeah.
This is not really the same thing, but he gets with Abigail at one point, and they're perfect for each other. And then they break up for dumb reasons.
Right.
And it seems like maybe they're going to get back together at one point. And I was like, they should. They're perfect for each other. And then they don't, and it's very frustrating. Team Abigail all the way.
Oh, Grandma Abigail.
Okay.
All right. It's like Romeo and Juliet, how Romeo is dating that lady when it starts, and she really dodged a bullet.
A knife. A poison.
A poison and a knife, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. But it's not real poison. It's sleeping poison. So I guess
fake
it is knife.
Poison, if real we're being, knife.
Yeah, correct. Fake poison, real knife. Mm-hmm.
That's the name of your grunge band anyway.
Big time. Tattooed across my inner thigh.
Huh.
Yeah,
it scans. I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
scans.
Tim was like, Tyler was wrong. He has to get that tattoo. And in the 45 seconds it took you to tell me that, no, actually, I was right. I got fake poison, real knife tattooed on my inner thigh.
Really, it feels like the jury is out, and the only fair thing is for you and Jed to get matching tattoos.
Absolutely not. Number one, I don't want a tattoo. Number two, I do not want a matching tattoo with Jed.
So here's the thing. I'm sure you recall, Tyler, that when we were in college, as what I think could be technically defined as a prank, but I don't, but like it wasn't a real prank. But what else would it be? I intentionally synced up our urination cycles.
Yeah, I do remember. So
we both had to. We would be playing video games, and I would pause the game and say, "We have to pee," and we would both go pee. And that's
true.
It's still funny to me.
Yeah.
Now I kind of just want to wait for you to get a tattoo, and you like tell me what it is and where it is, and then I'll get the same thing, so that we'll have matching tattoos.
Oh boy!
Just you'll get a tattoo of like a nude Becca, and then I'll get that tattoo.
That would be problematic for our relationship.
Who mine and Becca's?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
among others.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, thank you, Tim. Those were great points. I agree with almost all of them. So, yeah, keep listening, buddy. Let's what's up, Sam?
No, I was just gonna say, Tim should have his own church. That's all I have to say.
Big time. Everybody, you know, everybody can agree that Tim is truly the friendliest of the friends of the show. And we're also seeing a lot of friendship in our next article, IslanderNews.com, beer is truly bipartisan, Florida U.S. Congress members Bean and Moskowitz craft a beer.
All right.
Yep. So, these guys are, I guess, both congressional reps from Florida, our most penis-shaped state, and they were together for the 2024 Brew Democracy Cup, part of the 7th annual Brew Across America Congressional Brewing Competition.
I get that they're real people and they should have hobbies, and like running the country shouldn't be their whole job. But sometimes it just seems like, why have I only heard of you guys for doing this? Shouldn't you be like legislating? Whatever. You're going to vote each other anyway. Vote against each other anyway. You guys should just go like sit elsewhere and not bother.
Cancel out. Yeah. I've heard of Jared Moskowitz, but I can't remember for what, to be honest with you. Maybe it's because of how spiky his hair is.
I love the title of this beer. That's great.
Yes, it is called Florida Man, because, again, they are from Florida. It's a Kolsch.
I don't love that part quite so much.
Yeah, but isn't there a Florida Man beer out there?
Probably.
I want to say, like, Cigar City does it.
Cigar City, I think, is from Tampa, maybe?
I feel like they have a Florida Man beer.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the idea of the Florida Man, I don't even know, like, what you attribute that to. Because my understanding is that it's that Florida has, like, certain unique
lax
laws.
Reporting laws.
Right, such that more stuff can be reported. And yeah. It's not that Florida is actually that buck wild, even
That's
though Florida
what they say.
Is
That's what
kind
they
of
say.
Buck wild. But it's that you couldn't have the same, like, New Hampshire man thing,
right?
Because
it would be illegal to report
on
that.
It the same
yeah.
way.
Correct.
So, like, Florida man as an idea is just, like, because laws are funny. I guess what I'm saying is I'm glad that no one feels able to take ownership of the term. Because it's kind of just a quirk. No one has earned it. No one, and none of these.
Are you saying there's no titular Florida man? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would say that that is true, but that's not the crux of my point.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna pretend I understand and agree with what you're saying.
Because I'm good looking.
Well, you pulled the guns out, and I'm just like, I can't focus on anything coming out of that mouth right now, baby. Yeah? Look at those guns. What are you doing? What is that?
Hanging out.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I guess I see what you're saying. Like, why are these fucking guys just doing this? And I'm also a little bit split because I think it's probably good to, like, encourage members of Congress not to, like, call for the, you know, assault and murder of each other, like, happens pretty regularly. And this is a fun way to do that. But other, like, goddamn, we have so many problems, and it kind of rankles to know that they're spending some of their time just brewing beer.
But, like, you know, it wouldn't be reasonable to expect them to legislate 168 hours a week.
That's true. That's true. And actually, you know what? I'm actually going to reverse my position, because there are, like, what, like 300 members of Congress or something like that? Like,
wait,
more?
Matt?
And it says 12 participated in the contest. So I don't think.
Oh, well, now it's a bummer. Now I feel like it should have been more than 12.
I know. Yeah. Oh, man.
So 11 states at most participated.
Right. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, like, even if this is just, like, a token effort on their part, that's more than most Congress folk would do to reach across the aisle. So, like,
you're right.
That is nice.
Yep, I'm going to.
Like, this beer sucks and doesn't matter, but it's a nice gesture, I guess, is as far as I'll go.
Yeah, if it was like, you know, all 412 members of Congress took the day to brew beer, I'd be like, what the fuck?
And it's weird that you don't know.
What is the number? I don't know it.
So do you know what 538.com means?
I thought that was the Electoral College stuff.
Which directly comes from the number of congressional representatives.
Really?
Yeah, so I think it's 100 senators and 438.
Well, I knew it was 100 senators. That one's easy. Each state gets two.
50 times two.
Yeah, I got that one unlocked.
Man, as soon as Puerto Rico is up in this bitch,
I'm fucked.
Like, this math is hard now.
Yeah. All right, well, you learn something new every day. Huh, look at that.
History major. This is frightening for me.
What do you... I concentrate in the Crusades. Why am I supposed to know about Congress? I'm not government or civics major.
Do you ever see one of those posts about how like Islam is a violent religion?
Yeah.
You ever notice how no wars were ever started in the name of Christianity? Uh-huh. And then you like have a heart attack and nut at the same time?
Big time
experience you've had.
My finger, I start doing like automatic writing, you know,
right?
Just rebuttals. No, it is hard to watch movies with me though. Because I'm like, I don't think anybody was carrying around that kind of revolver in 1938 or whatever, you know?
That's actually not the reason I find it hard to watch movies with you.
Oh, yeah? Is it because I talk like a motherfucker?
Well, yeah. But I've watched enough movies with Zach at this point. He's way worse than you.
Oh, is he?
Which I assume surprises you zero amount.
Yeah, that is correct.
Hey, our guest is here. Introducing.
She's coming down to tell you that the show is over.
She's most of the way down, and I think our eldest is just running around upstairs, even though she's supposed to be in bed. I already got you your beer, honey. It's over here. There's a bottle opener and a glass for you also.
So tell me the problem. Tell me why I'm bad to watch movies with.
We're going to guess it was a dog making that noise. Guess/hope.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, if you are watching a movie and something makes you afraid/uncomfortable, what is the way that you cope with that?
What is the way that I cope with it?
Or, I guess, maybe more accurately, as of 15 years ago, what is the way you would have coped with
it? I don't know. Clearly something irritating. I don't know. What did I do?
I don't know how to describe
it. Oh, I'd watch the movie through the little thing in my – yeah, make the TV right. Small. I'd make the TV small.
Like, do a weird little pinch with your fingers.
Yeah.
It's the most tiniest possible aperture, I guess. To look through, thereby making the movie smaller and less scary. And
correct.
Even if it's just like, not even like, oh, well, now Godzilla's small instead of being big, so not scary. Like, when there were uncomfortable... like social moments.
Yeah.
The size of the individual is irrelevant. Why do you care? You would still do that, and which was annoying, but then more annoying part was he would call attention to it audibly. Like shouting, I have to look at this through my hands. I do this weird thing where I look at this, and I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. You've explained this five times. I'm trying to watch a goddamn movie. I'm trying to watch Transporter 2 over here.
Oh, man. You know what? I was completely on my side until that last part. That's a bummer if I did that. That's too bad. That would bug me, too.
Anyway, speaking of which, 3-6, what you drinking?
I'm drinking Boulevard Brewing Bourbon Barrel Aged Chai Imperial Stout. It's 12%. I checked.
Boulevard makes one of my top five beers. Was also on the naughty list.
I know. I've accepted that it turns out that Macro's buying up medium-sized breweries hasn't, you know, ruined everything.
They were on the naughty list because like one of their employees did something naughty. They were on that list of like breweries that might not be great to work at or whatever. But it was something minor. It wasn't like having a white guy printer and a black guy printer. So I'm not judging you for drinking it. I'm just mentioning facts that I remember about Boulevard.
Yeah, that's fair. I wanted the chai beer. It smells a lot like cinnamon and just general fall spices.
Yeah. I almost always take a sip of her beer while she, you know, we swap sips, but I don't want to try this. It sounds like it sucks.
I would try it.
It's real good. I mean, the chai flavor is there. I feel like it's kind of mellow. There's definitely, like, a nice balance with the barrel and the stout, but Sam disagrees.
Sam hates it.
Really, just the chai comes through, which, like, is an advertisement. Jesus Christ, Citra, go away. Was that coming through?
Big time.
Goddamn dog. That's a shout out to Tim, too. The person in this universe who loves Citra the most is Tim. So, Tim, that was Citra scratching directly next to the microphone. Enjoy that.
I think that's my fault. She just follows me around the house, being as annoying as possible at really inopportune moments.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about the dog or Sam?
Or the kids. It really, like, it could be anybody. Your beer tastes a lot like chai, and that's my problem with it, but... If you like chai.
Oh, Sam, do you not like chai?
Are you talking about the cat or the flavor?
The cat is so cute. So cute and tiny.
She's a good cat.
She's the best conceivable cat. I don't like her, but I also don't like chai, the flavor.
Interesting. All right. Well, okay.
I'm sorry I didn't lie to the vet and tell her that our cat was actually named Chai. Our Jewish vet. Our cat's name written down before.
God, she which one of our Jewish cat. Vets? There's a couple of, like, we don't have to get into the management structure at the vet, but there's some Jews up in there.
That's so funny.
They're all great. We love our vet.
That's pretty funny. Now, do you think their parents are proud or disappointed? Like, so close. Or, like, yeah.
Oh, if you would ask my grandmother, my father's mother, disappointed.
Sure.
Because she had three kids, and two of them were psychologists. And it's like, that should be a red flag to you that maybe
you didn't big time.
As a parent.
Big time.
But instead, the way she interpreted that was, what a disappointment these kids are. They have PhDs instead of MDs.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, come on, mom. Just a little bit of self-awareness here would go a long way.
Well, did the third one get an MD?
No, she's a fucking teacher.
Yeah, but she married a lawyer, so.
Yeah, well, so did the other shrink.
Yeah, probably to win your grandma back.
Yeah, probably.
Damn. All right, well, that was fun.
Luckily, my mom's dead, so she'll never hear
that. Yeah. Yeah, mom.
I'm not going to high-five that.
Get him.
That three was
stacks. You high-five that so hard, three stacks, That was gleeful about it.
Two hands.
I do the editing, darling.
No. Bruce Two's Nation, I want you to know that Three Stacks has never been happier to high-five something than she was just now high-fiving the death of Sam's grandmom.
Fucking Christ.
Why did you take another sip?
Why did you drink it again?
Right in front of me. I forgot whose beer was whose. It's so bad.
This is good. I like this. This is fun.
Sorry for stealing your beer. Can you put it over there so I don't drink it anymore?
Oh. My glass is too tall. Yes, I can.
Here.
Oh, I could beat the coaster, I guess.
God damn, that's so bad.
Yeah. Well, as I said, my content was that I went to an alpaca fest today. So, that happened.
Do you want to give any of the Sikh context that you've texted to me?
Any of the Sikh context? No, I want to talk about how I saw all these cool animals, Samuel.
Just as a follow-up to last week.
Oh, that I'm winning? I haven't won yet. I'm winning in terms of unique species by a decent amount at this point. I'm clobbering them. I'm the only person in triple digis. I'm the only person to have seen a bat. I'm fucking killing it out here with the species.
Yeah, you wrecked about bat last week, too. That's weird.
Nobody else has seen one.
So if there was the same app, but kill, this isn't like a flex or anything, but yeah. I would be able to put that on there. I didn't need to kill that bat.
Right.
It really feels like you're trying to flex.
Yeah.
And kill the bat. Three
Stacks would be able to put down your mama.
Killed that bat.
That's true. All the because they're not just taking any critter. It has to be a pollinating critter. So or plant. So hummingbirds are also a category in there because hummingbirds pollinate.
But wait, but you had dog? Didn't we talk about dog?
Seeks the dog, not for the challenge, just fun.
Okay, so it's probably, I would think, mostly plants then.
It's like, overwhelmingly plants and insects.
Yeah.
So here it's plants, it's beetles, it's ants, sawflies, and wasps, butterflies and moths, bats, and hummingbirds. And the only category that nobody has spotted is a hummingbird. And I'm the only person in bat, so I think it's cool.
You just listed so many animals that I don't want to encounter in real life. Like, most of them, actually.
Well, you know, I gotta be the very best like no one ever was. To seek them is my real test. To scan them is my cause.
Pretty good. I thought you were going to be able to finish it, but you did finish it, and I respect that.
Thank you.
I would tell you to take a picture of Three Stacks here, but she's Catholic, so Wasp is not going to...
Hey!
Got him. Got me.
Got him. What was I going to say? So, like I said, there are two categories, and I'm crushing it in unique species. I'm killing it in that one. I'm number two in overall observations. I'm still about 30 behind the leader, and I don't think I'm going to catch up. I don't think I'm going to catch up.
I still think you should just find a flower and spam it.
I Why could, not? But, well, Why yeah, not? But that's, I'm, it's not pure, Samuel.
I guess I would say you should go through whoever's feeding you.
Yeah.
Go through his pictures and see how many of them are just like, that's the same beetle six times.
Oh, yeah, a couple. I did that already.
So however many, like, we talked about dupes in terms of dupe species.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also think about dupes in terms of, like, that's the exact same organism. You should, however many dupes he did, you should do.
I see. Well, you know, as Michelle Obama famously said, when they go low, we go high. So, you know,
how
I can't be sinking to his level.
How much do you value your own personal safety?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know where she's going at this, but I'm interested.
I'm just saying, yeah. You throw a rock at a wasp's nest. You got 100 wasps.
That's not exactly the way it works, but I like where your head's at.
I love your idea. Can I punch it up? Hit record on video and throw your phone at the wasp nest.
Right.
Then, I mean, and then you just have to kind of clip out the frames.
Right. I thought Thrasios was going to suggest that I break into a zoo.
Well, there are very few pollinating animals in zoos.
I did, before I knew that pollinating was a limb there, tell him to go to the grocery store and just go through the produce section and just go, blah, 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 blah.
It will scan those. Like, I went to the corn maze the other year, and I scanned corn and pumpkins and, like, gourds and whatever.
Scarecrows.
Did you scan alpacas at the Alpaca Fest?
Oh, of course I did. Well, it took a while, though.
I think that's what he was trying to explain, but then we jumped all over.
Exactly. I was trying to scan the alpacas. Eventually, I got it, but it thought it was like camels and sheep for a long time, and I couldn't scan a horse. It just wouldn't recognize a horse, and I was like, what the fuck?
Did it just pop up, error, too majestic?
No, it wouldn't get any closer than mammal. It was just like mammal, and I was like, okay, no shit.
I mean, you ain't wrong, homie.
Yeah. But, like, how does it not recognize a horse? Like, I don't know. It can get all these fucking beetles apart, and it doesn't know what a horse is. Crazy shit.
Were you tempted at all to just be like, yeah, camel, okay. Log it.
No. So, it goes on to iNaturalist, which is, I don't know, some sort of fucking research for people who do that, resource for people who do that sort of thing. But it, like, posts the picture, and then other people can be like, I don't think that's what that is, homie. And, like...
Okay, yeah. So wait. There's that whole thing where it's like, which of these six pictures is a motorcycle? Why is it not asking me, is this a camel or not, dog? Because that seems like a better use of my time.
Yeah, I don't know. It should use, like, the pictures to refine its algorithm or whatever, but I don't know how that works.
I have a feeling this application is quite bad.
It's not good. It's not good.
That was roughly Tim's impression as well.
Yeah.
Sorry. His holiness.
Yeah.
Tim, peace be upon him. What do we say?
Tim, blessed be his name.
Sure.
No, it's not good. It's not good. But like I said, I'm getting those points. I'm number one on the unique leaderboard, so I'll keep using it. Gonna keep using it.
I get you.
Yeah. I also did actually scan in some sheep, too. So, just saying that.
And I guess I don't know enough about... you were talking about pollinators. I don't know enough about... that sort of life cycle, but would it count toward the competition if, like, there's a specific I don't even know exactly taxonomically how it would work out, but, like, D's nuts?
Well, I don't think D's nuts are pollinators. Maybe B's nuts. They're definitely not pollinators now that you got your vas deferens snipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got me.
Got him. All right.
He doesn't know if it worked yet.
That's true. I haven't been back to have them be like, yeah, dog, you sterile as hell.
Well, we're all waiting with bated breath.
Not as quite as much as Emily is, who seems to be still trying to talk me out of the vasectomy that already happened.
She's trying to encourage your body to just power through it.
She wants like playing, more kids.
I know.
We spend half every day being like, wow, I'm sure exhausted by the fact that we have too many fucking kids.
I know this. Like, what if we had more kids? It's crazy. Y'all are crazy.
The quality. You think they're low quality? You're always saying we have low quality children.
I think age.
She's getting ready to start a farm, and you need, like, 8 kids to till the field, so, you know.
She wants me to make her a 4th kid to eat the other 3 kids.
This'll be the good one.
This'll be the Tim of our generation.
That's right. Well, speaking of the Tims of various generations, I think we can all agree.
Tim?
We can all agree. From NBCChicago.com, Hulk Hogan is coming to Illinois, and so is his beer.
The old friend of mine, Tim, is being compared to Hulk Hogan. Cool.
So this actually already happened. Hulk Hogan was in Illinois a couple days ago.
Can you text your dad 2 days ago to ask him if he's interested in going to this?
I can't.
Well. For his summer of Real American Beer tour, I'm pretty sure Real American Beer is that beer he's selling. And I honestly cannot remember what it even is, because it's something bullshitty. It's something like super pussy for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like a generic American lager or a Pilsner.
It was not a generic American lager. It was like some nonsense, but it wasn't that.
Cream ale?
I don't know. Yeah, we were just talking about Kolsch, so that's in my mind, but like something nonsense-y like that.
I'm just going to Google it.
I can do all that. Right.
I'm on the internet.
I feel like a bad article that it didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Well, because nobody really gives a shit what kind of beer it is. Like, that's not why anybody wants it, you know?
Light beer.
No, well.
According to the
can. Oh, my God. Hold on. Why did I not just go to Untappd immediately? That was stupid of me. Also curious what the Untappd rating.
He could have called it Real American Bureau. That would have been good.
American Light Lager.
Oh, damn it.
Sent ABV 3.33 out of 5 on Untappd, which I have to tell you.
Surprisingly high.
Is one of the lowest ratings I've ever seen on the
site. Oh, really?
Because people are way too
nice. Oh, because people do have the three stacks problem, which is that they give it, you know, a 3.5 or whatever.
This is something that I've shouted at her dad about.
Yeah.
On at least three occasions, like, it's a 0 to 5 scale. Use the whole scale. Don't just rate things on a 3.5 to 5 scale.
Right.
Dishonest.
You need to understand my dad's personality better.
No, I understand his personality. I just want him to do better.
Change it.
But he's so soft.
Change it.
He's such a soft
human. I know. He's soft. He should change it.
He's got to get hard. I want to see your dad get hard is what I'm saying.
Should the title of this episode be Three Stacks' Turgid Dad?
Turgid.
No.
He sometimes listens. Not often.
There's no way he listens. You're lying to me. Or he's lying to you. No, this episode is definitely called Tim His Holiness or whatever.
Blessed be Tim.
Blessed be. Yeah, there's a lot of ways we could go with the fact that we fucking love Tim.
Yes, big time. But yeah, so it's marching close to y'all. I know Zach is in the Illinois region at some point. Y'all aren't going to have to keep your eye out for this Real American beer.
He's in Japan currently. Japan.
Well, he's probably not going to find any over there, but.
Do you need me to send my dad to a Binny's or a Jewel Osco?
I don't need it, but.
See,
it wouldn't be bad.
You're crawling back to my dad.
The thing of,
I was never crawling away from your dad. I want to see your hard dad.
And if you were crawling away from her dad, you'd be looking over your shoulder like, hey, big boy.
Exactly.
But so the thing about her dad is his favorite thing in the world is an excuse to go to a liquor store. So her texting him, can you go to Binny's and buy this, isn't a chore. It's a gift.
Right.
Anyway, you had content, right, Small?
Nope. I'm texting my dad.
Okay, well, I'll cut out the silence while you text your dad, and then you can do your content.
I mean, I kind of had content. Do you want me to go get the content? Or do you want to go get the content?
I don't remember what it was.
Another child.
Oh, she got me again. Gold darn it.
Samson?
Yeah. Have you also been listening to
yeah,
publishes? We're really funny. It's
like, I know.
It makes me so mad to listen back, like, you know, a year after the fact and hear my own jokes and laugh at them. The thing that makes me more upset is thinking the joke and then a quarter of a second later hearing me say it, be like, oh, okay, I haven't changed at all. I'm just the same person I always done been.
Give me inputs and I'll give you outputs.
You're gonna be so mad at me when I bring this down.
I believe you. I'm often very mad at you.
Yeah.
But also, like, I understand that, I understand why it is not, like, a famous show and never will be, but I do think it's a solid entertainment product.
I like it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. I didn't like doing, like, editing my season, but I think it's because I did a lot of it, like, while we were still playing, even though it seems like I didn't. And I was like, really, fuck. Like
didn't.
I was like, fuck, like, I just heard this, and now I have to listen to it again. Like, I just said it, you know?
As the person on the other end of it,
yeah,
it would have been hugely helpful, because I lose track of NPCs.
Right, right.
And being able to listen back and be like, oh, right, this is what I think about this person if they come back. As opposed to, like, we have, in Zach's season, we have too many fucking roommates, and I can't keep them straight. And I think I have crushes on half of them, and I forget who is who.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, one of them is on my sports ball team, and I already forget his name.
There are two ladies, and one of them likes to party, and one of them is a huge nerd, and I can't remember which one's which.
And so that's what I'm saying is, I know that it can be frustrating to edit the same season you're running.
Yeah.
But it can be helpful for your listeners to be like, who is this motherfucker again? And also, especially as I'm making wikis, like, by the time I'm making these entries, these characters have ceased to matter. Yeah. As opposed to an alternate universe where I could be like, what do I think about Metheldra? Oh, right. Everyone knows that my
character
has the hots for Metheldra.
Right. God, I love
it. And if it's not Metheldra herself, oh, shit, you did say you were going to do this. Oh, no. Oh,
you told me to do it. We don't have to do it.
No, we should do it. I'm just mad because I forgot about it. It's a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
Hey, Tyler. We'll ask you. Do you think it would be a good idea if Emily and I punished ourselves for no reason?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I thought you might. This was your brainchild, sweetheart.
Introduce was it my brainchild? So.
Grip and rip it.
We have in front of us Coca-Cola flavored Oreos and Oreo flavored Coca-Cola.
What the fuck?
Correct.
What?
I mean, I can.
It's technically Coke Zero, because they only made it as Coke Zero, because when you're going to make cookie flavored soda, you got to only use artificial sweeteners.
Jesus Christ.
So I already don't like Coke Zero because I don't like artificial sweeteners. So I'm going to hate that. I do love Coke, but I don't like Coke Zero, and I love Oreos.
It's like a couple years ago, Oreos had like a cookies and cream Oreo, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oreos, I think Oreos' business model at this point is, hey, let's make some shit and call it Oreos.
Yeah.
Because they know people will just buy, like, whatever. Because sometimes their stuff is, like, they did, like, a peanut butter one that was good, and they did a mint one that was good, and, like, because, like, the thing is that Oreos are good.
Right.
But they can just make whatever dumb bullshit they want.
Yeah.
There's, like, a very brief hit of Oreo flavor in that, and then it just turns into vanilla Coke Zero.
That is my favorite artificial sweetener soda I've ever had. I wouldn't say that I like it, but
it's very weird.
Like, Diet Coke makes me, like, want to throw up in my own mouth, but that just tastes like someone made vanilla Coke and then it was bad. Like, vanilla Coke is one of my all-time favorite sodas, and this is just like vanilla Coke but worse.
Yeah,
right.
But vanilla Coke is good enough that vanilla Coke but worse is still not that bad. All right,
but there is like a weird bit of Oreo in there also.
I don't think I got the Oreo at all.
Okay, fair.
Oh, good Foley. Munching and crunching. Too much lip smacking now.
ASMR.
And I'm spent.
people are jerking off to this, and it's 10. So sorry. Wait, hold on. Is there
Yep.
Is there Pop Rocks in this?
I can't hear it. Just looks like you're trying to throat the mic. People are also jerking it too.
You're welcome, Tim. He's
That's
not gonna make it. He's not gonna make it to work. He's got things to do.
So there are Pop Rocks in there, huh?
I can still hear them. They're still going.
For the like the fizziness of the soda.
I guess. So to me, this is the best diet soda I've ever had, and some of the worst Oreos I've ever had.
Yeah, it tastes like the gummy cola bottles.
Yeah.
Ooh, it does. Yeah. You're totally right. You're totally right. Which are like not great.
Yeah, they're fine. They don't really taste like Coke.
Just like
that's a C tier candy. That's a bottom of the Halloween bag candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of bottom,
I am going to eat the rest of these, but you know.
No, the children will.
No, the Pop Rocks will freak them out.
Actually, we should give it to them because I'm curious what they'll think. I'm always saying it.
Is that science? Yeah, I guess.
Halloween's just around the corner, Dip. And
that reminds me.
We are going to be putting out some candy that I'm not sure that I think is quote unquote edible.
Oh.
Mounds and Almond Joy.
Oh.
Just Almond Joys.
What is wrong with you?
They came in a big mix, and also I like Almond Joys, but like only once a year. I want to eat 8 mini Almond Joys between October 28th and November 7th, and then I want to eat no more Almond Joys throughout the year.
Yeah.
You're keeping them in business. You're part of the problem.
I just don't mind coconut that much.
I don't mind coconut that much either, but Almond Joy isn't good.
Someone's keeping them in business.
It's you!
I don't buy that many Almond Joys. I promise.
You buy them to give to the kids to punish the children with.
Well, because we like to be pretty woke and have buckets out for, like, if your kid isn't doing processed sugars and have, like, little toys or whatever.
It's also for the allergy kids.
And the allergy kids. So, like, we have one for, like, if you don't do candy, one for if you're, like, a regular, cool, good kid, and one for if you're a real dweebitz, and that's where we're just going to put the Almond Joys, I guess.
So, what?
Well, to be fair, we actually have three candy buckets, because one is for the kids who can't eat regular candy, and one is for chocolate candy, and one is for gummy candy. And that system has made it so that I got to have my best interaction with a small child on Halloween ever a couple years back. And I still think about it sometimes.
Go ahead.
He was like probably 8 or 9. He was dressed in like full steampunk. Just like the top hat and the weird gears everywhere.
So an autistic kid came by.
Yeah. And he looked through the candy options, and he pulled out a bag of Mike and Ike's and went, "Oh, you don't see many of these."
That's
and
true.
Then he thanked me and he left, and
I'm
still riding that high.
Now, I'm not sure why the three candy buckets were necessary for this to happen.
Because the gummy candies are my least favorite, so if I was not going to try to cater to everyone, we would not have had Mike and Ike's.
It's not my place to judge what you do.
Sure, let me.
Wrong as it may be,
Tyler's issue is that you were too kind and helpful, and he thinks that that's dumb and gay. I think it would be.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a good way to put it. That's a great way to put it, actually. Like, you're already giving the kids free candy. The little fuckers can get what they'll get. You know.
I mean, yeah, but
her brother has 1,000 allergies, so she's super nice about allergies.
Well, you know, I think
2.5 allergies, and one of them's not Halloween. Two of them aren't Halloween relevant.
Yeah, Sam, kids need to have more grit. You know, they gotta have more grit. Giving them so many candy options It's like sanding the grit right off.
Yeah, give them more fish and or shellfish in their candy.
That's what I'm saying. Peanuts. Herbie
Wags,
soy.
I'm coming for you.
He can have shrimps.
He can have shellfish, I think. It's just regular fish.
Just the poor man's fish.
Weird.
Well, you know what? I'm not down. That's the way it is. But perhaps you were down with your beer?
Oh, fuck. Wow, we went way late. Sorry. Just having too much fun talking to my first and sixth favorite person. You'll get there, honey.
I'm moving up the list?
Same joke. And
good all around. Ways. This is good all around.
Let's rate this shit. I had Oop. Didn't see you there. Hazy IPA. It's exactly what you want this beer to be. It's very inoffensive. The flavor is there, but also it's like kind of meh. It is very Oop. Didn't see you there. I'm going to give it its ABV of 6 and say, yeah, sure, why not?
All right. I had Comus Baltic Porter, 9% ABV, and it got better as I kept drinking it, which was good. At first, it really reminded me of a Bock, kind of had that almost like soy saucy flavor, you know, but that kind of dissipated. And
love describing beers as soy saucy.
Only Bocks. Bocks, I find, taste like soy sauce. I think I overused the prune thing a little bit, but maybe that's just because Zach
you
got
think
in my
you
head.
You overuse it just because Zach yells at you constantly?
Yeah. He got in my head a little bit about it. But only Bocks tastes like soy sauce to me. But it tasted a little soy saucy, but that's ameliorated, and it's now more kind of just like a roasty flavor. I still wasn't like a huge fan, but I'll give it a 5.5, I guess. Like, it was fine. And recommend it to people who just cannot get their hands on a stout. They're just like, damn, I can't get a delicious, dark, stouty beer. So I guess I'll have to drink this Baltic Porter instead. Stacks?
Say, speaking of stouts.
Yeah, I had a Boulevard Barrel Aged Chai Imperial Stout. This, to me, feels like Milwaukee Brewing Company's OG's, weird cousin from New England in the fall exclusively.
It's so inaccessible. You're like, you know that one beer that most people haven't had? This does not taste like that.
But it's been rated on this podcast at least a couple of times. It feels like it's, you know, a tea beer, but for basic fall girlies. And I think I'm on record as hating fall, but I do love fall flavors. I'm going to give this a 9.4, and I'm going to recommend it to anyone who wants to just, like, cuddle under a blankie with a hot tea, but also get a little wasty.
Sorry, Mary doesn't listen.
That's funny. All right, well, that's a high rating. That's a really high rating, especially considering how much Sam hated it. But you know,
chai and I like stouts.
I hate chai and I like stouts.
Well, different strokes for different folks, you know. Sam, you know, what you drinking next week?
Ah, shit. Because I had set aside a beer to drink this week, and then I found Oop. And it was like content, but now I don't remember what I was. You know what? Let me just say, no, I don't remember. And I'll cut out the thing where I rambled for a while there.
Cool.
No, I don't remember.
Clean as a whistle. Ginsburg's great talking to you.
Gonna leave that all in.
Yeah, you're lazy.
He does more editing than anybody else.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
No, I just meant like even like on the D8 stuff, I think you spend more time actually editing than either myself or Mary.
Well, to be fair, he doesn't like his family very much, so.
Yeah. I get that. I don't like his family very much.
Hey.
I'm just joshing.
He's not just joshing.
My name's Tyler, not Josh.
That's his legal right. He had no input in our family planning.
And I still resent that.
Yeah, I should have texted you. You're right.
Honestly, yeah. Well, listener, if you want to let us know what prayers we should offer up onto Tim, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com or you can comment on links at brewsday.com and ask if you know what's in the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better.
It occurs to me that, Three Takes wasn't here for talking about Tim earlier. Like, yeah, like Tim's great. Like, I don't know why we keep talking about him, but yeah, like he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Tim.
Yeah, everybody likes Tim. He's great.